This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Well, a big announcement yesterday from Roseburg High School on different plans to celebrate the class of 2020. Principal Jill Weber is on with us. Jill, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this virtual graduation and the celebratory parade. I mean, this year has forced everybody to think very much out of the box, and no exception with dealing with graduation.
Yes, absolutely. First, I just want to say how proud we are of this class. We know that they've worked hard for 13 years to get to where they are now, and this place is not really where we expect it to be, but we really want to make sure we do something special for them, that we honor them, that we hold the traditions that we can keep, and still look at ways we can be creative in this. So some of the things we heard from our families and our students and our staff that were important is keeping the ceremony on campus. And we also know that just that individual recognition of the kids is important. So it's called virtual, but in all honesty, basically what we're doing is really breaking apart our traditional graduation ceremony into small groups and pre-recording it. And then we're going to merge it together into one long graduation ceremony that we'll be able to stream on June 6th at 11 a.m.
Wow.
So we're really taking the whole thing and kind of piecing it together.
Well, obviously a lot of work behind the scenes is going to take place between now and then.
Yes, absolutely. Lots and lots of details following all the social distancing requirements, the graduation requirements by ODE, ensuring our families are safe and healthy is important to us. So we're anticipating 15 to 20 hours of just filming to put all this together.
Wow. So talk about how the day will lay out on June 6th.
I'm really excited about this. So we will have our graduation at June 6th, 11 a.m., and will be streamed through our Roseburg High School webpage. And then between 2 and 4 p.m., we are going to be having a parade through Roseburg High School where our staff will be lining up along the sidewalks to celebrate the kids as they come through. We know that the last day of school for our seniors didn't feel like a last day. It was kind of we're going to start spring break a bit early and we'll see you in a little while. Not knowing that was our last day, we didn't get to say the goodbyes and have the closure that we really wanted with our class of 2020. So this parade is going to give us a chance to see the kids, honor the kids, celebrate the kids, and bring them through the campus seeing our staff and our staff to celebrate the kids. And I think it's probably going to become a bigger deal than we even were thinking in the beginning. Already ideas around how we can bring the community into this. And we're working with the city, the police, even talking with the mayor about how we make this kind of a community event in a way that we all can come together to celebrate this class.
Well, there's a long tradition of graduation at RHS being a big community event. Oftentimes, of course, you can't bring everybody in there to the stadium. There's a limited amount of seating, but it certainly attracts a huge crowd and is always a big day of celebration. I mean, for some of us, I don't remember how far back, well, I don't want to admit how far back it was that I graduated. but I mean, graduation was such a big deal, and you kind of felt like I suddenly became an adult or something. And it feels like, obviously, this situation is just unprecedented, and it's good to see all of you folks working so hard to still make it a special day for the kids.
Thank you. I appreciate that because it is really rethinking everything we do. Every single thing we do had to be rethought in the way to make this work. But a lot of emotion, a lot of thought, a lot of reading and rules and taking input has come into making this happen. So the community really can be involved in this one too.
Well, and obviously between now and then for parents of RHS graduates that are listening, then they're going to get contacted by your staff and a lot of details are going to get sort of sorted out.
Yes. So we have everything from how do we hand out the caps and gowns to the students. We purchased yard signs with every student's name on it to be able to give out to them, to how many you can bring with you to the pre-recorded ceremony and what to wear and where to stand and what time you show up. And all those details are being coordinated together and will be contacted, every family contacted personally to ensure that they engage and all the details of the event.
Wow. So how many graduates do we have this year?
We're looking around 330 will be walking.
Wow, and so that's a whole lot of logistical details that you guys are going to be working on. Wow, that's a big production in a whole different way. When did you kind of start to evolve with this idea?
You know, it's been an ongoing discussion. We did come up with three different ideas based on what we have, you know, the guidelines we're following and kind of looking at what other people were doing across the nation as well. We did consider waiting till August. We also considered having a drive up and being able to have people in their cars and do all of our graduation ceremony in the traditional way, except people were in their cars, to being able to do it pre-recorded in this way. And gathering all that information from our families, looking at the public health guidelines, and really ensuring that every single one of our kids can be involved, we really felt that all of these pieces coming together, this was going to be a plan that would work probably the best for everybody.
Well, and I imagine, too, because I've been seeing in the last few days what places are doing, Oregon and other states, about it. But and a lot of this has to do with size. What works for a small school with, you know, a few dozen graduates is very different than what might work best for a school as big as Roseburg.
Yes, absolutely. And we often see that the smaller schools are able to be a bit more flexible just because the smaller amount. And when we're dealing with 330 to 350 families and students and following guidelines and ensuring everyone is honored, it does become many more details and much more logistics. But we are committed to doing this. It is going to be a lot of work, but we're so committed to wanting to make it special for this class that we're gonna make something pretty neat for them.
Well, and obviously keep us in the loop as things evolve, if there's more information out there for the community, because I think even people who don't have kids or whose kids have graduated from RHS in the past, I think you're going to be especially interested in supporting this in whatever way they can this time around.
Yes, we will. We absolutely will. And we're in working with the city, I think that we're able to bring in more of the community and really wanting to think of that as well, because we do want the community there to support this. It's more than just about Roseburg High School. I do feel this is a huge community event that brings us all together to really celebrate the work that we've all done in supporting these students.
All right. Joe Weber, principal of Roseburg High. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right. 8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.